Meow Meow, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program.
It's my pleasure.
Now, for those of you, those of us who haven't heard this story before, I mean, this one's been sort of going. People have been following this court battle that you've been playing. But what was the decision? What was behind the decision to actually implant your Opal chip into your hand rather than carrying around a card like the rest of us?
Yeah, so I'm broadly interested in emerging technology, and I already had one implant that was just a reprogrammable NFC chip. And it was during the launch of a video game. We actually had one of the world's experts in implantable technology in Sydney, and we were talking about what we saw as low-hanging fruit that we might be able to turn into an implantable, and the obvious ones were credit card and Opal card. And we decided to pick Opal card because it was a little bit less controversial. And then, yeah, basically, Emil from Dangerous Things modified it and then sent it back to me, and then I had it implanted, and then, yeah, that's how the story kind of started.
So this most recent victory in the court, you've called it a moral victory. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling really good. I feel like the judge made the right decision. So I basically, I had a Section 10 on one charge. There were two charges. One was failing to present a ticket for inspection, and then the second one was traveling without a valid ticket. Now, I pled guilty to both of those, but the first time I went to court, I got a Section 10 on the first one, which means no conviction recorded. Then I appealed the second one, and then that got no conviction recorded. So basically, the judges kind of agreed that I still was paying for my fare. The card may have been modified, but I wasn't trying to game the system, and that I was using my card in much the same fashion as other people might use it. And that in this case, that the modification I made was trivial. So the plastic was removed, but all the parts which made an Opal card, so the chip, for example, were still functioning exactly as they were when I purchased the Opal card in the first place.
Well, it's funny because listening to those charges, it kind of sticks out that, you know, technically, I guess they could say the law was in the right. You didn't present a ticket because the ticket was a part of you. It was already inserted underneath the skin, and therefore it wasn't really available to be shown. Is this sort of a case of where the letter of the law does not quite keep up with what is technically possible? I mean, we see this crop up again and again. This is just one example of the law struggling to make do with new technology.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, we went very deep into the legislation, thinking about what is a smart card, what is a valid ticket, what is an inspection. We went through this in great detail. I won't bore any of your listeners with that. But one of the things that we're looking at is, you know, this law was written to make sure that people weren't gaming the system. And it was good that when it went to court, they realized I wasn't gaming the system. I wasn't trying to get anything unfair or anything that any special privilege over anyone else. And I think that's why that law was written in the first place. And that's why it's a moral victory that if I'd been charged, even just trying to do the right thing, I feel like it would have been kind of not the best outcome. But I feel like this is by far the best outcome.
And something of a victory for cyborg rights, I understand.
That's it. So this is one of the first cases in the world that cyborg rights have been tested. It didn't really go as far as it could have gone. So we could have gone to the Supreme Court. In that case, the court case would have gotten very interesting. I don't think that we're going to go to the Supreme Court now. This is quite a good outcome. If I went to the Supreme Court, I could risk losing a lot of money, like hundreds of thousands of dollars. But it would be the more interesting case because we would talk about bodily sovereignty. So how much right do I have over technology that's put inside my body, and how much right does a company or the government have over that as well?
And do you still have the chip in your hand, Meow Meow?
Yeah, I do at the moment.
Any plans for the future? Any intentions of what you might do with that one, or any further enhancements?
Yeah, so I'm currently working on a chip called VivoKey, and VivoKey will do all sorts of authentication. It will also be able to emulate a variety of cards, like an Opal card or a credit card. I plan on getting that later on this year, and when I do that, I'll probably remove the Opal card and donate it to the Powerhouse Museum.
Fantastic. Well, Meow Meow, thank you very much. Really do appreciate you joining us this morning.
It's been my absolute pleasure. Thank you for your time.
That was Meow Lotto Disco Gamo Meow Meow speaking to us about his recent win.